see. Okay. What do I have here? What is this?
Water.
What? Sure. No, it's not cold. It's just lukewarm water. Okay? Now, this is water. Next tough question. What is this? Are you sure? How many of you think it's a rock? How many of you think it's a marshmallow? God, see if you're paying. Thought I'd see if you're paying attention. Okay. Now, third question. Do not say anything out loud. Raise your hand if you know the answer. Am I clear? No yelling out, no grunting the answer. Okay, are you ready? Now watch. What? Here's the question. What did I do to that rock? Yes. Let me rephrase this. Okay. Use one word to describe what I did to that rock. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Watched it. Yes. Good shot, Asher. Dropped it. You've already said that, so I'm looking for another answer. Good answer, though. I did drop it. Both of you look at it and look at that answer coming to your brain. Okay. Worship. What did I just do to that wall? Not a single person has it. Okay. Let me tell you, you know what I did to that word rock? Close. Listen, no. I baptized it. I immersed it. I submerged it. I covered it up. Now, the reason I wanted to talk to you about that is because this morning my dirty word is the word baptize. And it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But if you go to the Greek, which is where Jesus and Paul said, after you believe, you are to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That word baptized literally means to immerse, to submerge. And that's what I did to that rock. And in the sermon, I want you to pay attention because I'm going to explain to you what that means when it comes to becoming a Christian. Why we baptize. Because there's an incredible amount of confusion about the word and why we do it. Okay? So, that rock got baptized this morning. All right? Well, let's pray. Lord, help these kids to pay attention here in church.